Oh God, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to God, our Creator. Glory be to Jesus the Christ. Glory be to the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Come, oh come, let us worship. In the morning I will sing. Songs of praise to you. I will sing glad songs of praise to you. Oh God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you. Like a dry, weary land without water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. In the morning I will sing, I will sing glad songs to you. Sing glad songs of praise to you. I will sing glad songs of praise to you. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. In the morning I will sing. I will sing glad songs to you. I will sing glad songs of praise. Songs of praise to you.
On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice.
Let us pray. God of all new beginnings, we give you thanks that last night was not our last night, that we have been given another day full of possibilities, filled with you and the life you offer to all. Give us eyes to see your Christ ever before us, and give us ears that hear you in the sounds of the world. Give us wisdom to know that you are present in all things and in all people we meet. Finally, fill us this day with the burning fire of your Spirit. Let it be the driving force that moves all our thoughts and our words and all our deeds, so that everything we do brings us all closer to the day of your reign. We pray this in Jesus the Christ. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 107. O give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those God redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. God sent out God's word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for God's steadfast love and for God's wonderful works to humankind. And let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of God's deeds with songs of joy. In this week of winter, the church remembers Saints Perpetua and Felicity, who were put to death in the 3rd century for refusing to renounce their Christian faith. Perpetua was a recently married, well-educated noblewoman, said to have been 22 years old at the time of her death, and mother of an infant she was nursing. Felicity, a slave imprisoned with her and pregnant at the time, was martyred with her. They were put to death along with others at Carthage in the Roman province of Africa. We pray. By your grace, O God, Perpetua and Felicity did not waver in their faith. Imprisonment, mockery, and threats did nothing to keep them from serving you, and they remained faithful to Christ and his church through great sufferings. Grant that we also may be steadfast in our own faith against the influences of the world, no matter what the cost. Amen.
We receive the gift of silence now for prayer and meditation. In many and various ways, God has spoken to us in the past through the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us in Jesus the Christ.
Bless the God of Israel, who comes with love and power, who raises from the royal house deliverance in this hour. Through holy prophets, God has sworn to free us from alarm, to save us from the heavy remembering the covenant, God rescues us from fear, that we might serve in holiness and peace from year to year. And you, my child, shall go before to preach, to prophesy, that all may know the tender love, the grace of God Most High. In tender mercy, God will send the day spring from on high, our rising sun, the light of life for those who sit and sigh. God comes to guide source of life, we praise you. Grant us strength to do your will. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
God of justice and righteousness, make us burn with the fire of your truth.
To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer. God of the lost and forgotten, make us one with the lowly and humble. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
As we rejoice in this new day, give us grace to follow you faithfully.
To you, God of life, we lift up our God of the ages, be with us. Bring your reign to birth in our hearts. To you, God of life, we lift up our prayer.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Creator in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God bless and keep us.
Amen.
May God's face ever shine upon us.
Amen.
May God grant us peace for all our days.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.